Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Nothing crazy to talk about this week other than a whole lot of information to talk about, I guess, Nolan, and Dirtbags is the best way of saying it. Not a lot of changes as far as the baseball standings go and stuff like that, but certainly a lot of talk with July 16th, Globe Field, Texas, and the All-Star Game coming up just under 2 weeks now, Nolan, and Dirtbags. So we'll be talking about that. Players that are Bryce Harper, Aaron Judge as of last week. But tonight, unfortunately, we had to do a bit of recording a little bit early tonight because Nolan's actually pitching in his game coming up. So he's got to get going to that. So the phase two selections aren't until 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. So they'll be released by the time the show airs. So unfortunately, we can't update you on that. But we'll talk about the people that are in contention with it, all the positions, remaining positions at this point in time, and then certainly give speculations on probably the teams, the players representing the rest of the teams. 23, I think, from each team, their player ballots picked, and from Rob Manfred's, the committee. Commissioner's office as well, chosen from that. So we'll weigh in on our thoughts. Might be similar, might be different. We don't know. I'll find out. I'm curious to hear what Nolan's thinking as well on his selections. I have mine. So, and definitely one trade has already happened with the Milwaukee Brewers today for a starting pitcher. We'll talk about that. Aaron Civale going from the Tampa Bay Rays to Milwaukee Brewers for a minor league prospect infielder. Going back the other way. So certainly, you know, lots of rumor mills going on with the trade winds blowing and getting closer and closer. So, you know, kudos to all the sports people out there trying to drum up awareness. I don't know if it's working with the actual clubs. I know it's working for sure. I mean, not necessarily making them move one way or the other, Nolan, but definitely they're already, there's been a lot of talk going on and stuff like that. It's just a matter of trying to make trades possible. So we'll talk about that as well. And certainly any other updates that we have going on. So Dirtbags, hopefully you had a dirty week wherever you are listening to us. As always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. Reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram. Follow us and DM me if you have any questions for the Curtain Call Show or also training questions. So, but otherwise, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a minute, and Nolan's going to be starting us off and getting after it.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Summer. What's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I got 20% off already great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, and comfy polos. Plus, I saved $15 because I spent over $75. And I earned Kohl's cash. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end July 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Celebrate July 4th with the hottest deals at Lowe's. Right now, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for $15. And buy two, get one free on select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so let's talk about a little history that was made. First time in MLB history that players have won consecutive Players of the Month in both leagues. Aaron Judge, Bryce Harper, obviously both won it in May, now win it in June as well. First time, and this has been around since 1974. So there's been plenty of players that have had an opportunity to go back-to-back, but these are the first two guys to ever do it in consecutive months within the same year. Obviously both guys, they just continued having torrid stretches there. Unfortunately, Bryce Harper is injured right now. He's on the IL list. Not much to say on that one right now. We don't have too many updates. Aaron Judge obviously just continues to hit out of this world. But another tidbit that I just want to talk about quickly, in my opinion, the best offensive player to touch a baseball field, but can't stay healthy, Mr. Royce Lewis, unfortunately sounds like he's going to be on another IL stint as well. Sounds like right groin tightness. Hits a 2-run double off of Tarik Skubal, and pulling into second base and felt something go. He said after the game, he's like, hey, with my luck, man, up in the major leagues, unfortunately, this does not feel right. It sounds like it's going to be serious. Not much to say.
Yeah.
Tough break for the kid.
No, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Even when we was getting ready to come back, we just said, hopefully it'll be for the rest of the season. One on the Players of the Month, that's fantastic. That's news to me. I didn't even know that one until I saw it come across the ticker wire. And that's because you're right. You think of all the legends and being around since, did you say 1974?
1974 is when it was implemented.
Yeah. Look at all the legends of the game. And he couldn't win back-to-back months. Holy cow, we're talking 40 years.
Yep. Now, there's players that have won back-to-back, obviously, before, but in both leagues, no one has ever done it. So that's what we're trying to say.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you would even think that. I know it's not easy, but boy, 74, you got the big red machine rolling through. I guess there's a bunch of players on that team that could do it. And they were rolling. Holy cow, all the teams that go through. Oakland Athletics, late 80s. I mean, maybe McGuire got some. Maybe Jose Canseco got some. Ricky Henderson, who knows what. But, yeah. That's wow. Holy cow. Kudos to them. Kudos to Harper and Judge. So, back on to Royce Lewis. Yeah. Just boy, oh boy, when I now I sit there and I think Giancarlo Stanton, just injured. Too strong, not nimble enough. I don't even know what it is because he's had a bit of everything. I mean, obviously when you start hearing groin tightness, I mean, when you look at his knee injuries, they have back to back, you start to compensate in other areas, right? No matter how great the rehab is in the major leagues and the pro level of any sport, it doesn't matter. You start alternating and alleviating and trying to navigate and stay healthy. But obviously, I mean, that's a tough one for the Twins. That's a tough one for Royce Lewis. So that's devastating news. Mm-hmm.
Then we want to talk about our oldest, Chapman, passing Billy Wagner for the most left-handed strikeouts by a relief pitcher in MLB history. Obviously, Chapman, guy that has been known for revving it up for his whole career. 100-plus mile-an-hour fastball, absolutely tough as all heck on either batter. With the amount of movement that he has, righties have tough time with him. Lefties, obviously. Now he's got that good slider that he didn't necessarily have when he was coming up when he was younger. I mean, he had a slider always, but he never had the control to go with it. This guy, what can we say? Obviously, closing in on 1,200 career strikeouts as a reliever, I mean, that's unheard of.
Yeah, I think he got it against Sean Murphy, catcher with the Atlanta Braves, on the weekend. I was watching that game. I'm not even sure if the last one might have got to 103.5 on the strikeout. But yeah, he just dialed it up. He just went old school, typical Chapman, like you said, and giddy up. Giddy up. Good for him. Good for him to be around. I mean, it's been a long career too. When you look back, I mean, the Cincinnati Reds got him, Cuba, and been around a long time, doing it a long time. So up to 1,200, good for him. Congratulations.
Then obviously we got some more injuries that have happened over the past week. You get Corey Seager, not quite sure what the actual MRIs came back on him right now. As much as I know, it's day to day still. But I would not be surprised if he's on an IL stint. He immediately left the game there on, Sunday, I believe it was, when he took a fastball right off the wrist, just immediately dropped the bat, started heading back to the clubhouse. That's a tough one to swallow. And especially since we talked about it last week, right? Like the Texas Rangers, just a beat up team. They got tons of injuries all over the place. That one's never good to see, especially with one of your star players. But yeah, Corey Seager sounds like he'll probably need an IL stint as well.
Well, that's what we're saying, right? Just talking about the level of the injuries, and everybody is your top 1 to 5 players on every team, it seems like, that's going down this year. Just brutal. Just absolutely brutal. I mean, thank God the Texas Rangers have Josh Smith filling in and stuff like that and swinging it well for them and playing good defense and stuff like that as well. But, I mean, obviously he's not a Corey Seager. And obviously, he's good enough to be able to fill in other places as well. So if I'm Bruce Bochy, you're Chris Young, you just got to swallow it. You just got to go with it. I mean, we'll be talking about them probably in one of the next two segments anyways, what the Texas Rangers got to do with their guys moving forward through this month as well. So tough break for them.
Positive news for Angels fans. Sounds like Mike Trout is nearly pain-free and is targeting an end-of-July return. Don't know if that could mean anything. I doubt it. We always talk about it. It's that time of year where trade rumors are always heating up. I'm very much doubting that Mike Trout will demand a trade from the Los Angeles Angels, even though their team is not doing good once again this year. That being said, if he's healthy and he's back by the end of July, can get a week of games in type of deal, teams are going to be calling about him. Of course, teams are going to be calling about him. There's tons of teams out there.
Yeah.
What's the risk?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
for sure. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe because we were talking about a year ago at this time. We were the first ones, I believe, Nolan, because we jumped in on it early in that with, you got to trade Shohei. Because by that point, he had said, you know, I'm looking to explore free agency and stuff like that. Now we jump ahead a year, and we said it at the time. You have to trade him. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care the situation. You've got to get some kind of a return on him. And now look at them. They've got nothing. They literally have nothing. Ron Washington, wow, do I feel sorry for you. And you're one of the best in the game. One of the truly best, I'm not saying managers, but coaches, slash managers in the game. And boy, oh boy, you just got to put some work down, right? Hopefully Trout can come back. Who knows what'll happen with it, Nolan? You're right. I mean, maybe Artie Moreno talks to Manasian over the next couple of weeks, talks with Trout, says, you know what, let's see what's out there for you. Who knows?
Well, that's just it, because the trade value is only going down.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I do want to stay just, we got about a minute and a half in this segment, Nolan. I want to stay on Ron Washington. You're talking about news and stuff like that. I don't know if you saw it last week with Ron Washington doing the post-game interview on Zach Nito. When he was, what was he, 0-for-3, I think he was on the day and stuff like that, looking at the iPad. Ronnie went old school, man. I love it. I love it. And it was so bang on. It's what you and I talk about all the time. And he just said, I don't know what you're looking for in that iPad, but that's not going to help you. More or less was what it was said, right? And then he has what comes up the next time and hits the bomb. It was for me, it was great to see that, because get your head out of there, figure out, you know how to swing, you know how to hit a ball, just go up and do the things you need to do if you want to play this game.
Yeah, no, I mean, Zach Nito, he's a big leaguer for a reason. Obviously, he got fast-tracked as fast-tracked could be through the minor leagues, up within a year of him being drafted and all that stuff, right? So, I mean, like, it was one of those ones where he got there because he could hit. There wasn't any two ways about
exactly.
It. So, yeah, the iPad, I get it. You can go and watch that. But end of the day, man, you're a big league hitter. You got to be able to make the adjustments yourself. And like Ross said, I mean, it was basically just keeping his eyes on the ball and keeping the front shoulder and front hip in. Kept on flying out on everything. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to your bags, Nolan. let's go ahead and talk about the Midsummer Classic coming up. So we got some tight races. Obviously, they'll be announced tonight. We said that we can't be around for it. So let's work our way through it. Obviously, we take Judge out of the factor on the AL side, and we take Harper out on the NL side. So if we're looking at the American League, we go to first base. You got Mr. Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays. You got Ryan Mountcastle of the Orioles. Baltimore Orioles fans putting in the votes. Putting in the votes. Right now, Mountcastle is ahead. So, how do you think that one's going to play out? Baltimore Orioles fans crushing the ballot box.
No, I'm going to say Vladdy still. Usually it's funny because usually by the end of it all, like Toronto fans have come through and basically you have a whole country rallying behind you. Mountcastle, I mean, especially with the week that Vladdy just had, like the series, I should say, that he just had against the Yankees. Oh my goodness. He went wild. Like last week, obviously he wins AL Player of the Week. What was it? 5 home runs, 16 RBIs or something like that. And like, my goodness, man, he just went on a stretch run there last year that was reminiscent of his MVP days. Runner-up MVP days, I should say. So I'd be surprised if it's not him. But same time, I mean, all-star game, it's always a crapshoot trying to predict on who's going to be the actual winner at the end of the day because it is a popularity contest. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say Vladdy. Just because okay. Canada always at the 11th hour always seems to come through for their own guys.
Okay. Mountcastle, one of 6 Orioles still on the ballot too. So they're loading the boxes.
Yeah.
Let's go. Second baseman, Mr. Altuve, or does it go to the hometown Marcus Semien with the Rangers?
I'll say Marcus Semien just because it's in Texas. And he's also having a good year. I mean, he's not having a great year, but Semien just seems to be the bigger name guy for the second baseman, so I got to go with him.
Okay. Shortstop might be the hardest one of all. For me, it's the hardest one of all, no question. Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr.
Tough problem to have. Let's put it that way.
No kidding.
I'm going to go Gunnar. I think Bobby Witt Jr., especially with the slide that Kansas City got on, took a little bit of a back seat. Gunner's WAR's at, what, like 6.3 now or something like that on the year, which is almost 2 full wins better than Bobby Witt Jr. at this point now. So I got to give him the credit, and especially since Gunnar Henderson's already announced that he's going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think that a lot of people will also carry that as added value for voting him in.
Yeah, for sure. He's leading by a ton of votes and stuff like that. But boy, what a problem to have. I mean, they're both going to play that night. And what a joy to see them both there. That's taking us back to the 90s for me at the shortstop position. That's back
Cal
to
Ripken,
Jeter,
Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod,
Cal Jeter, Ripken. Yeah, like boy, holy cow. So third base. Jose Ramirez, Jordan Westberg, another Oriole.
I mean, you got to give the Orioles fans a lot of credit. To me, it's Jose. Ramirez, I think he wins it no problem. But Orioles fans, I mean, heck, it seems like almost every backup position is an Oriole guy. Deservedly so. Good young kids. Obviously, team's fantastic. But yeah, to me, it's still Jose's to lose.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So, and Westberg is having a great year too. So, and like you said, I mean, kudos to the Orioles. I love it. I mean, I've seen the Jays do it in the past or whatever, and now where they had a good team and they rolled in.
Well, we saw Kansas City, what was that, 2015? Where they had their whole team in?
Yeah, they won it all. Absolutely, man. So okay, we obviously have Judge out of the pitcher. You only have 2 left in the AL. You got Juan Soto, Stephen Kwan, Anthony Santander, Kyle Tucker.
See, I don't really know Kyle Tucker's situation right now. Even if he is voted in, is he back playing yet?
No, he's not.
No, like, and that's kind of my point. Like, I don't know if he'll be back in time for the All-Star game either. So to me, it's not a wasted vote. Absolutely not. Like, I mean, Kyle Tucker's still a fantastic player. To me, it's going to be Soto and it's going to be Stephen Kwan. I mean, Kwan's still almost hitting 400. Like, he's chasing that record, man. So, I mean, yeah, it's got to be those two.
Yeah, and they're the two that are leading right now, for sure. For sure. Catchers, Mr. Rushman, Mr. Perez.
Same thing. Tough problem to have.
I mean, Rushman, obviously, he's got the biggest lead of all the positions and stuff like that. But
no, I mean, no matter what you do, like, I get that Adley's going to win, and deservedly so, in my opinion. I think he's this generation's JT Realmuto and my generation's Yadier Molina, Buster Posey, Joe Mauer, that type of deal, right? So, I mean, he's, let's be honest, Adley right now is the best catcher outside of probably Logan Ohapi, but Ohapi doesn't get the recognition because he's out in Los Angeles, right? He's playing in the Angels. I'm just saying in the American League. So that's kind of my take on it. Like, I think Adley's better than Logan Ohapi, but that's also because I get to see Adley more than I do get to see Logan Ohapi.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I love both those picks for right now or whatever. And great to see Selby having a bounce back year. Fantastic. So good stuff right there. Let's slide over. We got designated hitter. Alvarez or O'Hearn.
Yeah, that's not even a question. You're a Don.
Okay.
You're a Don. Move on.
Done. National League, obviously, first base is taken care of. Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Second base. Love this one. Ketel Marte, Luis Arias.
Yeah, Ketel.
I agree. I love his across the board metrics. I love what he's doing. And he's back playing really good baseball out there again, even though Diamondbacks aren't having the same type of year. Trey Turner, Mookie Betts at shortstop. Obviously, Betts comes back to your very similar to a Kyle Tucker situation.
Yeah, he won't play. He won't be playing.
No.
So yeah, no. It'll be Trey Turner.
Turner came back, had a big two home run game, two nights ago for Philadelphia. So that'll be his. We'll talk about his backup. One of my favorite players. Nolan's not big on him, but I love him. But we'll talk about him later. Third base, Alec Boehm, Manny Machado.
Yeah, Boehm.
Yeah, I agree. Finally putting it together. 300 average, 10 home runs, 839 OPS. Good stuff, man. Right across the board right there. Finally putting together. I love it.
Yeah.
Outfield wide open. Christian Yelich on a bounce back year. Jerkson Profar, obviously breakout year, way after the fact. Fernando Tatis Jr., Brandon Marsh, Teoscar Hernandez has put his name in the fold now, and Nick Castellanos. So now we got three.
Yelich is still leading, isn't he?
Yep.
For National League outfielders, so he's going to be one, obviously. This one's a little bit tougher. Like, in my opinion, Brandon Marsh shouldn't be there, and neither should Nick Castellanos. But the way Phillies fans vote, I mean, they got as good of a shot as anybody. Like, in my opinion, I think it's going to be the San Diego boys and Christian Yelich. Phillies fans come through for their boys.
Yeah, I agree with that one, though. Mr. Contreras, JT, behind the dish. I don't think JT is going to be back in time.
Yeah, same thing. No, he'll be out. He'll be out.
He's
he
out
won't
until
be
the
playing.
End of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Contreras deserves it. We've talked about him a bunch on the show or whatever.
Yeah, William has had a fantastic year. So, yeah, he deserves it.
For sure. Obviously, it's not easy, but it's easy, I guess. So, Tawny and Schwarber, same thing.
Yeah, Schwarber won't be playing anyways.
No, and you're not beating Otani. He's all world.
No.
All world. It's as simple as that. So 246 left, 245, Nolan. We might not get through it all. We might have to start off the curtain call by finishing it up. But let's go ahead. Let's say Toronto Blue Jays, they've got Vladdy gets in. So Toronto's off the board. Tampa Bay Rays, who goes?
Tough question. I'd say Randy or Rosarena, but he's not having a good year. So it might be one of their pitchers down there.
Okay. All right. Boston Red Sox.
Devers.
No, you're right.
Duran yep. might be it, actually. Yeah, you are right. That's a good call.
Duran leapfrogs Devers. No disrespect to Devers, but I think what he's putting together, that kid on the breakout season, he's
fantastic year, yeah.
For sure. So we got a Yankees in. We got Baltimore definitely in. Those teams are covered. Okay. Detroit.
Tariq.
Skubal.
Tariq Skubal.
That's tough leaving Flaherty. Maybe Flaherty gets in too. You never know.
They both could get in, but Skubal's for sure.
Cleveland is in. Okay. Chicago White Sox.
Robert.
Okay.
Or Crochet. Or Crochet, either or.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Who are we missing? Jolly
Twins.
And Bobby Witt are in with them. Yeah. Twins.
Pablo Lopez.
Okay. All right. West. Seattle.
One of the pitchers.
I think so. Yep.
Any of them.
Oakland.
Mason Miller.
Okay. Angels. Maybe it is Ohapi.
Ohapi. Yeah, I got to go Ohapi.
Yeah, okay. Texas. If Semien doesn't get in.
If Semien's not in, Adolis Garcia.
Okay. He's not having a great year, no. But yeah, you're right. Well, he probably weighs it in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right, only 40 seconds left. We'll try to get through as much as we can in the NL. What do we got? Mets.
Severino.
Washington Nationals.
Jesse Winker.
Atlanta Braves.
Ozzy Albies.
Ooh, I think Chris Sale. Florida Marlins.
Jazz Chisholm.
Okay, 14 seconds left. Dirtbags, we'll be right back here. We'll carry on with the NL Central and the NL West, and we'll get into the curtain call questions right after. So stay tuned because we're going to be right back to get dirty.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Ah, summer. What's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a nice breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on stylish looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I found great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, comfy polos, and so much more. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. And all thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Enjoy your summer even more by switching to Total by Verizon. Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch at TotalByVerizon.com. Offer ends 7/31/24. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See TotalByVerizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. As we were talking about before the break, our positional players for each team representative and stuff like that. I apologize. I make the mistake all the time, Florida Marlins or whatever, instead of the Miami Marlins and stuff like that. And Nolan did want to jump in before we go to the NL Central and the West and rescind his Jazz Chisholm. Who did you want to vote for the Miami Marlins, Nolan?
Yeah, Tim Anderson, since he can play for both teams now.
DFA. Just got DFA. Yeah, absolutely. DFA. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, NL Central. Milwaukee probably has Yelich, so he's out. Terang, I would like to see get in for them as well, but okay.
Well, and they have William Pittsburgh. Contreras. Pittsburgh,
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, any one of those young kids, either Jared Jones or Paul Skeens, maybe both.
I would think both. I wouldn't be surprised at all, man. I think they need to be in there for sure. Your hometown Cardinals.
Tough one. See, I'll go Arenado, even though he's not having that type of year.
Okay. All right. Chicago Cubs.
Oh, geez. I don't even know. Shota Imanaga.
Yeah, good call.
Imanaga.
Cincinnati Reds.
Allie.
Yeah, I got to go De La Cruz for sure. There's no question about it. Let's jump to the West. San Francisco.
I would say Logan Webb. And I'll also toss in maybe Matt Chapman, depending on kind of if Nolan Arenado goes to the All-Star game or not this year.
Okay. Obviously the Dodgers are probably get Freddie Freeman as well.
Yeah.
But
they'll have Will Smith and Freddie Freeman probably, and maybe Teoscar Hernandez, depending.
Yeah. Yeah. So Padres obviously got their two guys or whatever.
Yeah, and their outfielders, Machado.
Yeah, let's say Keitel doesn't get in with the Diamondbacks. Anybody else down there that you'd like to see in?
I mean, Corbin Carroll's not having a good year, but I'd like to see Corbin Carroll, and then definitely they'll have Zach Gallen in.
Okay. All right. You think Christian Walker maybe makes it?
Tough one. Not a household enough name, but
no.
Probably the most underrated first baseman in baseball, in my opinion.
I agree with you for sure. I do. Really like him. Consistent, workhorse, just a really, really good first baseman that deserves to be there as well. So that's our thoughts, Dirtbags, on that. Send in your thoughts to us, Instagram or Facebook. Message us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation.
Love to see
your thoughts on.
You forgot to ask about Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Colorado. Yeah.
No disrespect to the Rockies fans out there. Kirk's getting a little bit ahead of himself.
Rockies fans. I did. I got excited.
Rockies are a little bit tougher of a team, though. You know what's funny? Now, I don't think he's going to get in. I think it'll be Nolan Jones will probably be representing them. But Jake Cave.
I don't think so.
Jake Cave, just with the recent stretch that he's on and the love that Philadelphia Phillies fans have for him. For some reason, I know it's not really a fan vote at that point in time, but still. I mean, he's on a nice little stretch.
I think Ryan McMahon, he's really bounced
back
this
McMahon
year.
McMahon makes a lot of sense, too.
I think him. I like that Brenton Doyle kid and stuff like that. He's having a good year, too. But I really like the way McMahon's bounced back in Colorado and stuff. We obviously talked about Cal Quantrill, too, or whatever, and that possibility as a pitcher and stuff. So there's two good representatives. And, again, I do apologize, Rocky fans. That one slipped me very unintentionally. So, again, thank you very much. Send in your thoughts of who you'd like to see in the All-Star game to Nolan and myself at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. Let's get to the curtain call questions, Nolan. So lots of talk from last week's show, Nolan. People still clamoring over Garrett Crochet. Seems to be the big, big name. Not the only big, big name, but now we go ahead and we've heard rumblings this week or whatever, and that about the Dodgers having already put an offer on the table. We don't know what that offer is, but do you think the Dodgers are that serious about going out and acquiring him?
No. Flat out, no. I think he's a Padre.
You don't. But do you think the Dodgers are really serious about it?
I mean, I'm sure they're serious because the Padres are going to get him. So they need to look serious in order to up the Padres' offer. But I'd be stunned if he's not a San Diego Padre.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it today before the show or whatever, and it's just mind-boggling that we're even talking about the Dodgers. We're talking about $1.25 billion invested this offseason, and they got to go out and make a trade like that. But on the other side of it, at some point, why wouldn't they do it? They talk about the level of their prospects that they have. How are they ever going to play? They got that, what is it, Dalton Rush, I think it is a catcher out there that's supposed to be a game ready right now, but they just extended Will Smith. And they got pitchers that are blocked for some reason, so they're not on that level. But they got resources all up and down the lineup. So if I'm the Dodgers, why not? You're 1.25 in. You're talking about a guy that's controlled for a few years. In great position, drive on, man.
And you have an NL Rookie of the Year guy in James Outman, who's down in the minor leagues now too, with five more years of control. So I mean, that's a valuable asset. So hey, no, I mean they have the horsepower, same as every other year. The Dodgers always had the horsepower to trade whatever they want to, and they had the money to back it up. But same time, I just can't see them getting a deal done for a starting pitcher right now. In my opinion, it's not a top necessary need for them. I think they're going to target an outfielder or possibly, like I said to you last month there, a Ryan McMahon makes a lot of sense to me going to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's true. I like that one. If I'm the Dodgers, I'm going. And I also said about the Orioles. I mean, obviously the Yankees can do it as well. One of those teams just got to step up and get her done because your window's there. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, yes, the Orioles are in good position to carry on. They got three good arms that are out this year or whatever and stuff like that. Going to come back in a year. But now all of a sudden you got five electric, unbelievable arms where you get Crochet in there. Yankees could use some other pieces. I get it, but they need starting pitching too or whatever. I don't care what anybody says. Playoffs, you need them. But anyways, let's move on. You spoke about it last week a little bit, and people got clamoring about it. Pittsburgh Pirates going out and actually being active with Mr. Jones and Mr. Skeens the way they are. You talked about a Vladimir Guerrero.
And a Mitch Keller.
Anybody else?
And don't knock anybody on Mitch else? Keller. Do not knock on Mitch Keller. I know he had a bad start there yesterday against the Cardinals, but do not knock on that boy. That's a good young rotation, man. No, if I'm them, right now, I'm going out and I'm trying to get an upgrade at first base. No disrespect to Rowdy Tellez, but he has not had a good year. That's a team that realistically could be a buyer. Now, the issue is their young guys are going to, you got to figure out what their innings are. That's the only issue with the Pittsburgh Pirates not becoming a buyer. Because Jared Jones and Paul Skeens are on pace to go way past 100 and whatever their innings set at limit is. And their professional innings that they pitched so far throughout their careers. Obviously, Paul Skeens hasn't pitched anything professionally prior to this year. Did he even get a start last year in the minors? I think maybe one.
Yeah. Just his showcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of my point. Paul Skeens, I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna do for an innings limit. Maybe 160. And even that seems kind of high to me, but same time, I mean, they're in contention. The NL Central's wide open. The NL Wild Card's wide open. I'm the Pirates, man. I'm trying to become a buyer this year. I get that's not their normal MO. Hey, Vlad Guerrero Jr. right now is hot. If I could get, now I don't know how deep they are in their farm system, but Kevin Gausman's available. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is available. You're telling me those two guys would not be a significant upgrade to the Pittsburgh Pirates? You're sadly mistaken. And they got some good young kids there. They can make a trade for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you got, you spoke about it last week. We talked about it with Houston and Vlad. You know, you don't think it'll get done or whatever and stuff like that. They've got the resources to do it as well. But I'm going to stay away from that because here's another off the wall one or whatever. And that just because most people don't know. The background of Double A, Alex Anthopoulos, Atlanta Braves, GM, President of Operations, with the Blue Jays. But Orlando Arcia, you're hearing rumblings. Atlanta Braves fans here on the show want to hear, do you think there's any possibility of maybe going out and getting Bo Bichette to fill in at shortstop down in Atlanta? Could a deal be made out between those two teams? And there's also Yusei Kikuchi as well. That could be a fifth starter in that rotation.
Kikuchi would be a nice get. I can't see the Jays trading Berrios. Jays have some interesting bullpen arms. I would like to see, now if I'm Atlanta, I would like to see them go out and get a Yimi Garcia instead of a Kikuchi, in my opinion. Because Yimi Garcia is going to give you that late inning bullpen. He was fantastic to start out the year with Toronto. Absolutely fantastic. I think that would be a great move, going out and getting Yimi and getting Bo Bichette.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe when you look at Arcia being a gold glove last year and hitting off the charts, and this year, boy, you just can't do anything.
The only issue with that, though, is the fact that Atlanta does not have a deep system anymore. That's my only reserve on that trade.
No, that's what I thought, too, when I heard it and stuff like that, or I read it in the inquiry or whatever. I just don't know. There's still some young pitchers there. That, I mean, obviously, you fill in the pitchers. If you make a move like that early enough, I guess, then you can look at a Chris Bassett, possibly look at a Kevin Gausman or whatever, and that moving those guys if the pieces are right before the end of the month. So who knows? Who knows? I'm not just sure on that one. But New York Mets. Things are changing right there. I mean, they're right there. They're in the hunt. Wild card. Buyers. What happens with Pete Alonso? Or is it just a wait till they see where they're at after the All-Star break?
I think it's an after the All-Star break, but at the same time, you don't want to be caught with your pants behind, or pants down to your ankles. Look at the Angels last year with Shohei. We always will come back to that. They could have gotten a haul for him. They chose to keep him, and they missed the playoffs because of it. Didn't get anything in return.
I agree with
Pete Alonso, I mean, he's a guy that, realistically, I mean, he's another guy that the Pittsburgh Pirates could very easily use. Tons of power. Last year of his contract, he's not going to cost you that much in terms of prospects. You're going to have to give up a top 10 guy, but that might be at one top 10 guy to get him. Why do you know it's going to cost you multiple? Because he's got another year of control. Interesting move. If I'm the Mets, obviously I'm waiting until as late as I can, but I don't, like I said, I don't want to get caught with my pants down and my ankles.
Nope. Okay. Let's wrap it up. I mean, I could talk about Scherzer too, but I want to wrap it up with your Cardinals. Do they go out and get Jack Flaherty?
They definitely need a fifth starter.
Or do they go out and maybe get a Max Scherzer?
They definitely need a fifth starter. There's rumblings of Nathan Eovaldi actually going on now for St. Louis. So, I mean, that's a name to keep an eye on. Tons of pitchers out there, but the Cardinals definitely need one. Obviously, last year they made three trades with the Jays, so I wouldn't be surprised if they come back and try and circle that wagon. Texas Rangers, obviously a team with some good young arms. I mean, still to me, Seattle Mariners is a team that makes a lot of sense. The Cardinals have a lot of offensive players, and I mean, Jordan Walker, their top prospect, he's having a down year. Realistically, I don't know, do you try and flip him for one of the young pitchers that's out in Seattle? That's still one that I want to see, but to be determined.
Good call. Good call. I like it. I hadn't heard about the Eovaldi one and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's interesting. But, I mean, thanks for sending in the questions, Dirtbag Nation. We love it. We love it. That's what it's all about. We can't cover them all, and we apologize about that. But just definitely keep coming in with them, because there's going to be so much action over the next month. It's going to be crazy. So we're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back to your picks. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so this week I actually got two final thoughts, obviously, throughout the episode. Completely forgot about this. Wyatt Langford, Sunday night, made history. Texas Rangers rookie obviously hits for the cycle against the Baltimore Orioles. Got to give kudos to you for that one. I got three. Orlando Cepeda passed away at the age of 86. Condolences, obviously, Hall of Fame player. We didn't talk about him throughout this episode either. But then, the third one for this week, obviously, Mr. Shohei Ohtani opts out of the home run derby. Dave Roberts says, hey, listen, you guys are expecting the world from this kid. He just underwent Tommy John surgery in the offseason. He can't carry baseball all by himself. There needs to be other players that step up and participate in this event. I don't disagree with Dave Roberts. That is ultimately Shohei Ohtani's decision to make, whether he wants to participate or not. I think it's perfectly fine for him not to participate, especially having undergone the Tommy John surgery in the offseason. So, I mean, hey, more power to him. But then, Kirk was saying to me about Shohei Ohtani hitting his 27th home run on Japanese Appreciation Night. Is that what it was?
I'm looking it up right now. What was it? Japanese Heritage Night.
Heritage Night, Yep. Japanese Heritage Night at Dodgers Stadium there. So, yes, no, congratulations, Shohei Ohtani. Obviously, you were deserving of being in the home run derby. It is your right to opt out of the home run derby. Obviously, like I said, you had the Tommy John in the offseason. Hopefully next year we will get to see you participate in the home run derby.
Fantastic final thoughts across the board. All very deserving. Absolutely. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. Like I said, follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can comment, leave your thoughts, send in your curtain call questions there to us for the show. We're out every week. You know that by now. If you're new to the show, we welcome you on board. If you're servicemen and women out there, can't thank you enough for your time and efforts doing what you do. So Nolan and I and the rest of all the baseball world and the fans and the world, obviously, in general, can do what we're very fortunate enough to be able to do every day. And it doesn't go unnoticed. A day never passes without that. So thank you so much to everybody for sure. There's no question about it. But unfortunately, it is that time. It goes so fast every week. So wherever you are out there in the listening world, make sure you get up, get after it, and get dirty doing it on the field as a player, a parent, a coach. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.